Here we go. All right, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Surviving Hollywood, the first official podcast for us. I'm Johnny.
I'm Aaron.
And I'm Austin.
Thank you for the round of applause. That's so inspiring.
To our one fan.
So, actually, this is the first official podcast, like I said. And what we want to do with Surviving Hollywood is we actually want to talk about different stories of Hollywood, whether it might be, you know, what it's like living in Hollywood, what it's like dating in Hollywood, what it's like working in the industry in Hollywood, kind of tackling all those different things.
The three of us are trials and tribulations in this city that will just tear you down.
And sometimes we'll have our friends over and we'll hear their stories.
Yes. Guests from different industries, walks of life, whatever it might be.
People who have made it, people who haven't made it.
Yeah. People that are homeless. I mean, that's not.
Why not?
Well, that's a real issue in this city.
I don't say we should shy away from it. I think the more homeless people are, the better. Maybe you disagree.
Maybe we'll skip that part. I won't be here for that podcast. Anyway. Anyway, so that's kind of what we're looking to do with the with Surviving Hollywood. So, yeah, why don't we just kick it off, guys?
And I just want to point out, if you have a guest that you think we should have on, please.
Invite them over.
Tweet at them.
We need them.
We'd love to have them on.
Why don't you plug our Instagram real quick? Because that would be the best way to get a hold of us and ask any questions.
Get a hold of us. Plugs are at the end, but we'll do one early. Surviving Hollywood Podcast.
Simple. Love it.
Any questions? Just ask us there.
And that concludes the first podcast.
Thanks, guys.
We'll see you. Oh.
Outro.
Out music? No. Okay. But no, seriously. So, yeah.
Let's introduce, how do we all know each other? That kind of stuff.
How do we know each other? Why don't you guys kick it off?
Aaron?
Okay. My name is Aaron. Obviously, me and Austin are twin brothers.
We met in the womb.
Wow.
This is our friend Johnny. We all met in acting class several years ago.
Shout out to Act Club back in the day.
You know who you are.
Yes.
And you know how you naturally gravitate towards people with a similar sense of humor, similar point of view. We all became friends, and we've been working together on short films, sketches, and now a podcast.
So let's get down to the brass tacks. What are we? We're actors, right?
Actors, filmmakers.
And what's the best way to act? Well, how do you learn to act? How do you actually do it?
Go.
I got nothing.
You just act. You just do
it. You just do it. Like I'm like a trained monkey. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm saying basically. I mean, the only way to do it is to do it.
So how do you do it successfully?
Yes.
That's you got to calibrate. That is the question.
That's my problem right there. Anyway, so we're actors, filmmakers, and we're navigating our way through this town. And I think right now it's the moment for the airing of grievances.
Yes.
Oh man.
So this is my idea where I wanted to. I think this was Jerry Seinfeld's idea.
Larry David, yeah.
Yeah, where, you know, listen, they say you don't go to bed angry, and I don't want to start a podcast angry, so if there's any particular grievances that we have towards each other, now would be the time to air it, hash that out.
I'm nervous, dude.
Dirty laundry.
I'm sweating.
And it doesn't have to be a grievance towards any specific person. If perhaps you had a grievance towards somebody else out there in the world, this is where we call them out. This is where we get our huge following to mob the person on social media.
Oh, man.
Yikes.
So, Austin, we'll go down the line.
Are you serious? I told you before this podcast I didn't have a grievance.
Okay, Johnny, you got a grievance?
I don't have a grievance, actually. You were the one that was saying you had a grievance.
All right, this should be pretty short. I don't have a grievance against any of you two today, but the grievance I want to air right now is I think we should all give a big F you to Fatburger.
That is a good one, actually. You know, I actually went there again last night, surprisingly.
To that same location?
To the same location, man.
Well, tell the folks at home.
I'm a card-carrying member of this organization. I get my thing punched every time I go in.
Nice, dude. You almost got a free one there.
I know. Two of these were from...
Show them, dude.
So this is what happened. And two of these are from these two ordering food last time. We go to Fatburger.
Mistake.
This is one of the times we are discussing the podcast. This is like a week or two before we started this podcast.
Collaboration.
And we go to Fatburger. The only time we hung out and ate together for all week. A day and a half later, I am throwing up early morning. And I find out a few days later that these two were also throwing up, so Fatburger gave us food poisoning.
I threw up in the bushes out front. I threw up on a sidewalk.
Okay. Trash can, buddy, anywhere?
No.
Now, you've been back to that same location.
I was there last night, and I'm not going to lie.
It was good.
My colon was shredded that day. I don't know about you guys, but I had a callback and two auditions that day. And I was just like sweating bullets before I got there. Like I was like, I have to throw up before I go to this audition. Otherwise I might have to puke in the audition.
So let's give the location. So for the folks at home.
Tell them, man.
West Hollywood location.
The West Hollywood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to say it's great how we're alienating our few viewers by telling it this story about how we're all vomiting.
I thought it was a compelling anecdote.
Well, it's a warning. Cautionary tale, if anything.
Yeah. Actually, didn't you email them too?
I emailed them. No response.
Wow. Wow. Shout out to you, Fatburger, for sponsoring this podcast. Thank you, by the way.
I mean, thank you.
No, we'd love it. A Whataburger or anything else, you know, that's not Fatburger. I'm going to go back to, though.
Here's the thing. For me, that's strike one, three strike system. So I'll probably go back again.
By the way, I just want to do a little teaser near the end of this podcast. We actually took some questions from working actors in the industry.
Okay.
And we'll be helping to answer those questions.
Oh, what non-union gig are they working?
Hey.
Okay. Anyway, great, awesome. So let's talk about what's happening in the world today.
Yeah,
what's going on?
What do we got going on? What's happening in the world,
guys? I'll say it. Have you heard about R. Kelly?
Don't know who that is.
R. Kelly?
Yeah, I mean,
just kidding.
People talk about the Ignition remix like it was the best song ever. It's like, oh yeah, he might have done that stuff, but come on, Ignition remix.
But Space Jam.
He was a small part of that.
You mean the song?
Yeah.
I Believe I Can Fly?
Yeah, dude.
That was a good song. Yeah,
let's talk about something that happened 20 years ago.
Do you think he's guilty?
Yeah, did you see that Gayle King interview?
I did see some good snippets of it. He seemed rather bothered
by
the allegations.
Men just get so emotional, you know?
Jeez. I mean, he just seemed really pissed off.
I think he's guilty.
Yeah, but how old is 15 really?
I mean, it's illegal.
Thanks for tuning in. That's our last podcast.
Well, you guys know that Dave Chappelle bit?
Yeah,
I was referencing.
Yeah, but anyway,
explain to the folks at home.
Yeah, hopefully Dave will come on our podcast, but no, there's just a bit.
One day.
Dave Chappelle, back in the day when R. Kelly got accused of pissing on a minor,
right.
He said, how old is 15 really? Because when I was 15, I knew well enough whether I wanted to get pissed on and I could move out of the way.
It's very true, very true. Yeah.
Johnny, you're being awfully silent. Do you think he's guilty?
Yeah.
Condemn him.
I think he's definitely guilty. I mean, maybe not everything that was said happened, but he's definitely done some stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah, you don't act that way in front of mild-mannered Gayle King.
I mean, it wasn't like it was his first time being accused of this. It's been like, I mean, it's kind of weird because we're all acting like surprised. Like, oh my God, like he's doing this. Like he was accused of this. Like how long ago?
If I were him, I wouldn't have taken the interview.
It just, you know, I don't know, man. Do you think he's guilty?
Austin is,
no, he's innocent.
No,
he's guilty. Hey, if he was putting on a movie, funding a feature film today, and he wants you to audition he wants to give you the part of male best friend.
Nice.
In this movie, it's a dark comedy.
Is that a SAG modified or low budget?
SAG modified. So it's going to be on Lifetime.
But star name.
Star name.
That's distribution.
R. Kelly, Johnny Ray Diaz. What do I got to do for the role?
Nothing.
This is going to hand it to me. That's it?
Yeah, exactly. And you'll be part of the press. You know, you might be panned, you know, secondarily.
Well, I think this... Well, he's just an actor in a film that R. Kelly is also in, or R. Kelly's a producer?
R. Kelly is the producer, and he's in it. It's a vehicle for him, but he is the producer.
Is he the lead?
Yeah.
So he's producing from jail, or what?
Allegedly, he's not convicted yet. Do you take it?
I'm probably going to pass on that one.
Oh, nice, dude.
What about you?
I was about to jump on
I mean...
What about you?
Would I take an acting job? Yeah.
Whoa. What a sellout over here.
Wow, dude.
Man, now we know where your priorities are.
So you're saying don't take an acting job because R. Kelly is producing it. It's not like, I think out of any time to be associated with R. Kelly, it'd be like around that time when all eyes are on him. Is he gonna...
Also, I forgot to mention, Louis C.K. has a part in the movie as well.
And Kevin Spacey is playing supporting.
Now what would you do?
I would do anything Louis C.K. was doing. I think he's a
great... Kevin Spacey could have you like that.
I think it's safe to say all the women in the audience are officially tuned out.
Speaking of that,
we love the women.
Oh, yikes.
We'd love to have a woman guest.
But like Kevin Spacey attacked young boys, so perhaps the boys and women are tuned in.
So there, R. Kelly attacked young girls. Kevin Spacey attacked young boys. Hey, tomato, tomato, right?
Louis C.K. Attacked
fellow comedians.
There you go. Young and flourishing comedians.
Yeah. Well,
attacked his career.
Sarah Silverman, didn't she say that, like, yeah, sometimes Louis would ask to, you know, jerk it in front of me.
Sometimes she'd let him.
And sometimes she'd let him.
It was part of her act.
Sometimes I'm like, no, Louis, put it away.
Yes, yes.
I mean, I've heard his leaked stuff. Have you heard his leaked?
I have not heard the leaked stuff. Leaked.
It's really funny.
And it's really funny, like, but it's not even like finished material. Yeah. Clearly he's still working it out, but it's pretty funny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he has like no remorse.
Okay, so do you guys think he's going to make a comeback?
Absolutely, because he didn't rape anybody.
Right.
There he asked. I mean, he's still in a position of power, but he didn't commit murder.
I think he deserves a road to redemption.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Jussie Smollett didn't commit murder.
Ooh.
I mean, Jussie Smollett.
Jussie.
Whatever. Jussie. Isn't that what I said?
I don't know.
He I mean, dude, just like looking at his interviews now, it's just cringy. He is the black Tupac.
Entertaining as hell, though, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And that's the modified low budget thing R. Kelly's funding. He's playing Jussie.
Cast me right now. I will audition. Will you? Actually, no, I won't. But
yeah. So what else? But
would you really not take a role? And it's just R. Kelly, not Louis C.K., not Jussie Smollett.
I would take every single role.
He's just producing.
Yeah, and he's gonna have a cameo in it.
I would love to take a role.
I guess that probably wouldn't be a big deal.
If Jussie Smollett wants to be in a film with me right now, I would do it.
You got to beat him up in the movie.
Nice. Well, no? I'm sure a lot of America just wants to give him a good old punch.
Well, maybe Jussie could like produce a film like My Side of the Story. I'd play one of those like MAGA guys, you know. It's sometimes more fun playing the villain.
It is actually a lot of fun playing the villain.
Or are they the hero because they did nothing wrong?
Right.
Ooh, nice.
They were just working out. That's all they were doing. Yeah. Personal training session.
Cool.
That's it. Anyway,
let's get into it.
So, what do you guys? What do you guys been up to this week?
Well, Aaron and I had not. This is not an interesting story. Hey, I had a callback earlier this week for
nice.
Honda.
Okay.
It's just
the random act of helpfulness.
Nope. It's just digital, just new media.
Okay.
And I had to play a guy from the 90s with rollerblades. That's off camera. And I had to come in and look at a new Honda, a car from the 90s, had the cassette players. It's like an ode to that, and say, hey, Honda, I'd like to test drive the new Passport instead of Passport.
Wow.
I went in. It was the callback. Asked the casting director, Sherry Henderson.
Oh, so it was the callback.
It was the callback. Okay. Do you know Sherry Henderson?
Sherry Henderson.
Dream casting.
I mean, I've seen the breakdowns,
exactly.
But I don't know her.
Exactly. Well, yeah, that's what I mean. But I so when I'm about to go in, I say, hey, what's the director's name again? And she's like, oh, his name's Brian. It's like, okay, thank you. So I go in.
Good call.
So I go in.
Hey, Brian.
I say, hey, what's up, Brian? Good to see you. And Brian's like, hey, man, good to see you. Did have I worked? Have we done something? Have you auditioned for me before? And I was like, oh, no, you just look like a Brian.
You should have just been like, yeah, we're about to on this project.
I should have just said, haha, good one, man. And left him guessing.
Oof. You're like, yeah, man, you were always at the party you threw over Christmas. Remember? We had that long conversation about casting.
You were pretty drunk.
Anyway.
Have you guys ever done something like that?
Oh, easy.
Yeah, dude. Johnny, have you? Because I kind of wanted to.
What? Sure, in the audition story. Or what?
Well, like, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, like, do something random or what?
No, just like
a witty anecdote.
No, just like, you know, done something slightly funny. Well, like how I.
Well, I could share kind of like a success story. It's not exactly the same as that. So if we're talking about like jobs being booked. So Austin and I, because when we were, this is kind of like a success story. So Austin and I, when we were in high school and when we were in college, we were in the theater program in both high school and college. You know, growing up in Ohio, especially because a lot of our friends were like athletes, sometimes we'd, you know, get just mild...
bullied.
yeah. Mild teasing, like, you know, it was all in...
That's what they called it back then,
you know,
huh?
We were young and dumb, but, you know, sometimes, you know, your friend like, oh, you're in the theater department, you're gay, you know?
What a loser.
And I just want to say it was my fault. The bullies did nothing wrong.
Yeah.
It was my fault.
But did you find that through the bullying, actually the way to get out of it is to make them laugh?
Well, what I found was that there's no way to get out of it in high school or college.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Till this day, no, I'm escaping it.
Well, I'm doing the backstory here so people can understand where we came from, because you can't appreciate how far we've gotten if you don't know where we came from. Okay. So 4 years of high school theater, you know, you get teased. 4 years of college theater, you get teased. Then you come out to LA where you can be a professional. And because you're an actor among many in LA, you're still getting teased. You know, if I was when I go back to Ohio, it's a little bit different. But here's the thing, because they used to make fun of me so much. Well, I don't want to say the name because we haven't signed a contract yet. Mm. But me and Austin just got offered a commercial role. It's actually a public appearance where me and him are going to go as certain characters to Pride Week and march in the parade
in Seattle.
In Seattle. So who's laughing now?
Are you guys gay?
No, not dude.
Hey, it's a spectrum.
Oh, I thought it was because you're at Pride.
The Kinsey scale.
I just didn't know. Well, I mean, no, that's fine. I just didn't know.
I'm saying, you know, that,
you're saying that
they made fun of me for years for being, you know, lame or gay or whatever. And now that I got a job marching in the Pride parade.
Joke's on them.
I just want to say I would love to be gay. I'm not, but I think just having another man around the house would make things a whole lot easier.
I love the gays.
Never too late. Triple your wardrobe.
I love the gays. The gays love me.
Yeah. Quick audition story, really fast.
Go.
We're talking about that, right? Well, actually, I just auditioned for a series regular at Fox. Didn't even know what it was.
Cool.
Same day. Got it within 3 hours.
First round.
It was never been to that casting office. Rick Moreno, I think.
The guy from Ghostbusters.
Rick Moreno. Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
I think that guy's gone. Did he die? No, he did not.
He quit the business. He quit the business because his wife had cancer.
Moved back to Canada.
I know. I actually commend him. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
But no, really, really weird, because I was like, hey, this is in 3 hours, and I'm like, all right, let's go. But it actually went really well.
Co-star? Guest star?
Series regular.
Oh.
Come on, dude. Pay attention.
Well, that's a lot of lines.
Pay attention.
That's a lot of lines.
It was a handful of dialogue, but actually I got a good note. I did the first scene, casting director. All he said was, wow, I'm really impressed that you were able to get it down so quickly.
How many
pages?
That was
really good. It was 4.
That's a lot.
I mean.
More than 3 is a lot.
Did you paraphrase?
More than 1? What do you mean, the lines?
Yeah.
No, I got them pretty close to what it was.
But same day, 4 pages. I think that's
pretty good.
It's
right?
You got to train that muscle, you know.
Actually, I told you this story real quick. Still somewhat of an audition story. Went into a big casting office. I'm not going to say which one it was, in Silver Lake.
I know.
That's all I'm saying. But we talked about it. So I'm asking you this question because tell me what you think about this, or is it weird? All right. So I go into this casting office. They clearly know me because the first thing she says is, she's like, hey, Johnny, great to see you again. I've been there a couple times.
That's
and
cool.
That. Check out the new room. It's changed, things like that. And after I left the audition, thought it went pretty well, got a DM from casting.
On Instagram or?
Yeah.
Casting associate.
Casting associate.
A lady?
Just all it said was, great to see you today.
Oh, dude.
Does that mean I got the role?
I don't think it has anything to do with the role.
So you're saying I booked it?
No.
I booked it? I booked it, guys.
Was she cute?
No, she wasn't.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa.
I can say
it out there like
in
that.
In my opinion.
All right.
Here's the thing. She follows you, so she might see this podcast.
Dude, you're right.
It's just
so
like,
let's not stop talking about this then.
She's not going to watch.
Well, how did the conversation go? We're not.
Listen, I bet our audience.
We don't know her intentions.
I bet our audience skews 90% male.
I hope not. I think it's going to be 50-50.
All right, whatever.
Probably 60-40.
We'll see.
Because we're males, but probably 60 males, 40 female.
But she's very sweet, super nice. And I just replied very simply, very professionally. Oh, great seeing you today as well. Always love coming in the office.
And then?
That was it.
Nothing
else after that.
That sounds sad.
But what is your take on that?
I mean, it seemed to me like she was interested in you.
Have you ever got a DM from casting?
I have.
Not from casting, no.
I got a DM a long time ago as trying like get, because have you ever been like, I was trying to, if I ever got a good audition, whatever, I made 6, this is what I did a year and a half ago, 6 ceramic mugs.
This is how we got to where he is today.
Exactly. And this is
barista?
Kind of a goof. Like I'm aware that it's funny.
Okay.
On this mug, I put 6 different headshots of me, like all different character types. I put Aaron's cringing already. I mean,
just the novelty mug in general is cringeworthy.
But I did it, but I went so far. It was funny. I think everybody would know that it was like a funny thing.
People right. love a novelty mug, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was wrong. Sorry.
and I put Austin Arnold, SAG-AFTRA. I put like 3 little tags, like who I am, something I would put under my email as well or whatever. And then a link to my IMDb. And that was it. And I would send it to him with a little note saying, the great audition or whatever. Usually I would hear nothing. Point of this story is a casting director tags me in her Instagram story, which I've never heard of. And she's like,
photo of the mug.
Yeah, exactly. And she with her whole, like not with her, but of her holding it, seeing it. And she's like winner of casting today is Austin. And she tagged me. I don't even think my handle was on the thing. And then I just DM'd her.
You DM'd her. I guess we both need to work. That'd be funny.
What?
Because she was goofing off, taking pictures.
And then I just DM her, did I get the part? Not that I've ever auditioned for her. And she was like, haha, not today, but it was just sitting in the back of the cabinet. This is great.
Oh, that's cool.
I hope the coffee's as hot as you are. That's what you should have said.
She was cute, but she was not hot.
Cream or sugar, question mark?
So did you get anything out of these things? I never heard of that story before.
Okay, cool. And well, one other time, this casting assistant, Matthew Payne.
Jeez, what a pain.
He works for like Allison Horn casting.
Oh, yeah.
And like other commercial casting. He also just sent me, he didn't like tag the picture, but he sent me an Instagram message. DM.
Mm.
And he said, Austin, is this you? And I was like, oh, haha, yeah. I sent that probably like 6 months ago to maybe it was Michael Stanford or I don't know, some person in the thing. And he was like,
you're
dude,
really stalking these people.
A lot of
huh?
casting directors getting name dropped. In
I'm just avoiding all names in general, man.
Whatever. And he was like, dude, I just found this in the back of the cabinet. This is genius. And he's like, I'm gonna do it. And I was like, cool. I mean, yeah, thanks, man.
So they never called you in.
So you haven't.
But the thing is, there, it's there. I've been called in since, and I totally forgot about that. But I'm just saying, it's in the background. If there's no mug left, guess whose grill is on the next mug?
Right. It's like
it's true.
It's not going to book you a part, but maybe if you and another person were up for the same role, in the back of their mind, they would have already remembered your face from the mug.
Who gave me that mug? Let's cast them. Right?
Subliminal.
Yeah, no, actually.
You say it as a joke.
No, it's really smart, actually. I think it's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, so smart. Yeah, I mean, me and Johnny, we shouldn't be laughing. It's so smart.
So smart. You're so successful, Austin. It's clearly worked out.
No, but this guy's right. I mean, like, you know, they obviously probably drink coffee. Who doesn't, right? So, like, if they use the actual mug, then, yeah, every day they're going to see your face on there. You know what I mean?
And the thing is, probably 5 out of 6 got thrown away and whatever. But
it's too bad.
One in the back of the cabinet.
Why don't we switch it up right now and do some predictions where we're going to be on our 100th episode?
Can I just say real quick, actually, I'm really offended right now.
Go on.
I never got a mug. What's up with that, man?
I have like a, I can show you one that it got like messed up.
Wow. Can show you one.
A broken one. Cool.
Come in my room, dude.
Let's move on, please. Oh.
Well, I mean, since this is our first episode and I'm sure we're only going to improve since, you know, going forward, just, you know, you look back at certain like other podcasts, like you can see like Joe Rogan, like, you know, 240 pixels on YouTube. You can see, you know, all your favorites.
Pixels?
Yeah. I'm just saying like, it's just so low quality because he started back when YouTube was, you know, you couldn't get high definition. Like, I'm talking about, let's be real so we can compare. Because honestly, not a lot of people are watching this episode, but they're going to watch our 100th episode. And on our 100th episode, we're going to mention this and they're going to come back and look at this. So let's see if we can get it right. So let's be real about it.
Wildly successful.
And this is just off the cuff. We haven't thought about this.
If we don't do like a...
We got to get a guest for the 100th episode.
If we don't do a clip compilation best of episode for the 100th and we don't take a break that week, what are we doing?
If the 100th episode is still in this apartment, then we've made it.
I say for our 100th episode, we're going to have probably not an A-lister, but a B-lister.
Nice.
I'm going to say like popular stand-up comedian for our 100th episode. That's my goal.
And give me an example. You don't have to name
Nick Schwartzen.
Okay.
He's at Barney's Beanery.
Always. Always see him.
I don't know why, but I feel like 100th episode, Nick Nolte.
What else is he doing?
Has he ever done a podcast?
This is going to happen, dude, one day.
All right, perhaps it was a bad idea.
Prediction?
I have Nick Schwartzen's number. I can text him.
Hey, what about Leslie Baker?
Do it. Nope.
We'll talk about that another that some
story,
other time.
We'll do that story in the 100th.
Yeah, sure.
No, I'm sure it'll come up way before then.
When if we can get, like, let's say over 1,000 subscribers on iTunes, then I will tell the story.
Okay, cool. No, I like that.
Love it.
On iTunes? Yeah. When do we post this? Can we just put it up on... Okay, cool. YouTube's easier.
YouTube commentary.
I think...
These are good, actually.
Yeah. You guys down for another beer? Someone want to grab us some beers?
Oh, I still have half of this.
Still working on mine.
And let's just give them a shout out. Santa Monica IPA Brew Works. Thank you. Appreciate you guys.
If you guys want to sponsor us, we're looking for sponsors.
I'm going to grab a beer. We still got the questions coming up, but...
Whoa, dude.
Johnny and I'll vamp.
Anyway. Yeah, dude, predictions. Are we talking just strictly podcasts or anything else?
Well, how long will that take? Because if we do one a week minimum...
2 years.
It's going to take 2 years.
Yeah, that's a long time.
We should start kind of doing like a, you know, today's Thursday, like a Thursday. You know what would be cool? Well, I don't know. If we could pick one other day, even if it's before all of us go out at night and say like, hey, let's have a buddy. We'll do it here for an hour. Okay. Then we'll go out to fun time. And Davey, it's not this week or whatever. But
actually, I like that. Can I bounce off that?
Yeah.
There he comes back.
I was thinking like getting into this, once we like develop like... Once we're pretty comfortable with everything, we start doing some themed episodes.
Like it.
So, like, one thing is, because originally when we were trying to come up with names, you know, one of the ideas was, like, something that has to do with a power hour. Let's do a power hour for a podcast. That'd be fun. Have you ever done one, Johnny?
I have not done a power hour podcast.
You don't know what...
Johnny wasn't in a fraternity.
But do you know what it is?
I was a normal college student.
Do you know what it is, though?
Goddamn
independent. This is where you drink, right?
No. Let me tell you.
Okay.
Because this is fun.
Is this where they haze you?
No, dude.
You do
this. This is a way to pregame.
Okay.
Have you played games like to pregame before with cards or something?
Yeah, like King's Cup or something.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so it's another way you can do that. Like it's a difference. It has nothing to do with cards, but it's a game. So what you do is usually it's done with music, where you can make a setting on your iTunes where the music will switch after every 60 seconds.
Or there's playlists on Spotify.
Yeah, you can do a lot of different ways. But every 60 seconds, you take a shot of beer. Mm. And by the end of the hour, depending on how much you fill that glass, you end up
with one beer,
drinking between 6 to 8 beers.
That's not bad.
We're not alcoholics. I'm just saying it'd be fun for one episode.
So are we trying to like do this podcast drunk? Is that what we're trying to do?
No.
For the one time.
And also, it's cool like one time, but I feel our audience is going to be listening to this in the car or like...
We do it one time.
So let's bring our most bitter friend on when we do that one.
Or
that'd be fun.
James Lake.
Whoa, hey.
We'd love to have you, buddy.
Love you, James. Love you.
Or you're bitter.
Or one time maybe we could do like a Christian themed episode. Okay. Why do you laugh?
Is this to appeal to a different audiences?
Who are we trying to appeal to?
Your grandma would love that.
Right. For instance, I have some questions here. So the way we did the questions this time, eventually people are gonna send questions into us. But eventually maybe we'll get some like themed questions that all around like one particular thing in the industry.
Hit us with a question.
Do you wanna get to questions now? Or we wanna kinda...
Well, we've been going 28 minutes.
Yeah, I think we should.
I think 45 should be a good wrap up point.
Yeah,
we don't want to.
I think this will take about 50. We got three questions. Two of them are kind of long, but they do provide detail. So what I did was I posted in Hollywood Actors Help or something in one other group, basically starting a podcast. Does anybody have any questions? And a lot of people said there were quite a few, but a lot of them were kind of like not that interesting. Two of these are pretty interesting. One of them's okay. Try to pick the most engaging ones.
All right, give us one.
So our goal...
Are you going to surprise us or what are we doing here?
Yeah, I'm going to read you the question.
And also, if you want to ask us a question for the next episode, reach out to us on Twitter, Surviving Holly W on Twitter, or just Surviving Hollywood Podcast on YouTube comments, whatever.
Good thing you remember it, man.
You're welcome.
So yeah, let's just get to the first question. I want to surprise you. I don't want you to read ahead.
Aaron typed these up on his own.
Relax.
Did you work on these like for 2 days or what? All right, here we go. Go ahead.
Obviously, the goal is these people actually requested our help.
Okay.
So this one says, "Hey guys, I work semi-regularly on a new media TV show." "Hey guys, I work semi-regularly on a new media TV show as a guest star. It's in its second season. The show has a pretty decent following and is the biggest thing I've done as an actor so far."
This is Max Cutler.
This is my
problem. He's on Good Trouble, man.
That's actually a TV show.
Yeah.
This is my problem.
Love you, Max.
One of the executive producers gave me a nickname and started calling me Spicy.
Is this a guy or girl?
I think it's a guy. At first, I took it in stride, hoping it would go away. I'm not above a nickname, but it has spread like a virus. Oh. Now it's 2 weeks later, and the name has still stuck. Everybody calls me Spicy. how do I make them stop calling me spicy? Please help. And then I asked, I did a follow-up.
Yeah.
I said, well, why do they call you that? And then this person said, I like spicy food and would often ask the caterers if they could get spicy food on set.
Must be Mexican. I think it's actually fantastic, to be honest with you, because you build rapport with all the cast and the crew. Yeah, like, you know, obviously that's probably not a nickname you want, but they're always going to remember you, man.
But pretend
this person doesn't care for it. But pretend you didn't like, say, like, spicy would be a cool name for you or me or maybe, but
nah,
like,
I mean, I wouldn't want that nickname either. Why would I? But at least you have a nickname. Like, think of all the actors that don't have any nicknames. Like, hey, what are you today? Bill, George, I don't know, whatever. Spicy, come on, let's go do something here. Let's shoot.
I think out of nicknames, spicy is not that bad, you know? You could get a lot worse.
I mean, I think the problem is, dude, stop eating spicy food, man. I mean,
that's... Do not change who you are.
If you bug the caterers a lot for that, I mean, that would be kind of different.
No, this is what you need to do, because I'm looking at it from his point of view. He would rather be called by his name. If you say, don't call me that, don't call me that, people are gonna...
He's trying to gain probably a little respect on set.
You have to lean into it.
Because he said, this is the biggest thing I've done so far.
You should ask to be, change your SAG name.
Spicy Jackson.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Maybe, because sometimes you got to, like, encourage it to get them to, like, get bored of it. So maybe right. he goes to the producers and goes, can you credit me as Spicy Boy in the...
No, this is what you do. The guy that came up with the nickname, just keep calling him Bland. So when he says, hey, Spicy, get over here. Okay, Bland.
Well, the problem is he says one of the executive producers gave him
nickname. Yeah.
But okay, fine. Bland is obviously a bad one, but just give him another fun, loving nickname.
But there is a power dynamic there.
Yes, fine.
I think play into it. That's what I would
play
do.
Into it. Fine, give the guy a new nickname every time. Just have fun with it.
Right.
Because it's not going away by you, like, you know.
Yeah. Definitely don't act pissed off. I mean, that would be the wrong move, because it really does not matter.
No, and these guys, you know, they're producing this new media thing. Like, they're probably going to end up doing something later on, and you don't want to be known as the guy like, oh, yeah, that was spicy, but man, he really blew up on us on set about something. Like, that's not a good look. I would, if it was me, I would totally milk it. I would totally accept it. Like, yeah, it sucks, but I mean...
You know how some people like to build rapport, they kind of got that one joke and you always see them, or like the one kind of like, oh, this guy, I mean, I would often ask the caterers if we could get spicy food. I bet that, you know, pretty soon everybody was like, oh my God, this guy keeps bringing up the spicy food with the caterers.
I mean, he had to have been ordering so much spicy food, because think about it. Like, how would somebody notice that you're constantly telling the caterer, like, hey, can you put more spice on this?
Unless it's some asshole that, you know.
On a small set, which I bet the new media set was probably smaller than some, you know, people get to know each other.
Let's do the reveal. Who is this?
I don't have the person's name.
Unless the EP is like a student, then I'd be like, yeah, dude, don't call me that. You know?
I think the way to go is you come up with like a fun nickname, a new one every time, whatever. Okay. Sport or goofball.
So that guy should call the executive producer, the guy who's probably in charge of who's going to stay on set. Not, what's up, sport? What's up, black shirt?
Not aggressive, but if, hey, here's the thing. Right now he's a beta.
I don't
and
think
he has to be an equal to the executive producer. And you have to say, okay, slick back, whatever. Something fun.
My advice to the guy, be a good sport about it. And let it transition into more roles with that team. That's what I was. I mean, I remember when I worked as I was Rumpelstiltskin on that movie.
Yeah.
The director would call me Rumpy all the time.
Really?
Yeah. And I even like at the premiere and like other times I saw him outside of the movie. He's like, "Hey, Rumpy!" And it was like
that guy was cool.
You're making that up.
No, it really was. It was.
Scott,
it really
I remember happened. When we saw Zumbies.
Scotty Mullen.
Not Scotty Mullen. It was the director. He's the casting director.
Okay, man. And the writer. Okay.
But like, it was like I loved it, because I'm like, okay, now I'm building rapport with the guy. Like, he wanted to use me again. Like, you know, it's obviously who wants to be called Rumpy?
Right.
I actually kind of liked it.
I thought it was cool. I didn't think it was bad. I mean, you handled it well, because you're like, hey, what's up?
Didn't you feel sexy when they called you that?
You just got to accept it, man. You got to take it in stride and make something out of it.
Don't be a beta. You gotta alpha him right back, and you tell him, hey, fucker.
Okay.
Yeah, and get fired. Cool.
I would say
those are Disney sponsors.
All the nicknames in the world, Spicy is pretty good. I mean, that's kind of like edgy almost.
That's not the worst nickname, honestly.
Frumpy is a lot worse.
Okay, so our group advice is to get over it.
Yeah. And you know, basically. I'd love a follow if you're listening to this episode, which I know you're not.
Well, he's not, because I posted on a random Facebook.
I'd love for you to follow up with us, not next week, but in 6 weeks.
Yeah, 6 weeks.
There you go. Cool.
eventually people could follow up once they, you know.
And if, hey, you can just make up that you're this guy and just follow up with us anyway.
Actually, I'd love to see what happens with, or how he ends up dealing with the situation. That'd be interesting.
What show do you guys think it is? If we know any new media shows.
A new media.
Well, it could be anything.
Come on.
It really? Could, it Netflix and Amazon, anything on Netflix and Amazon.
Well, it could also be like anything you call new media. I mean, it could be. Well,
right. That would be the best case scenario if it was Netflix.
Exactly. I wouldn't even call it a new media show then. I'd be like, I'm on a Netflix show and I'm a guest starring.
Yeah. The fact that it has an executive producer probably has a bit of a budget.
There's something there.
Anyways, a couple more questions. This next one's kind of short. This person, he says, is there room for more than one fat guy in Hollywood?
Ask Zach Galifianakis.
Oh, is he the fat guy?
No, I don't think so.
Who is the fat guy now? Chris Farley was back in the day.
He was.
Who was the fat guy?
Jack Black? There was, he's older. There was back when Lost was on, Hurley was the fat guy.
Jonah Hill was until he lost a lot of weight.
But I think... Right. I think there's room for a fat guy on network TV, new media, movies, and maybe like comedy movies. Like maybe four fat guys.
I think there's definitely room for fat dudes on TV, on anything, actually. I mean, nowadays it's like everything is about being very character-y and like they're looking for different types of people now. It's not all about like, oh, the handsome leading guy. You know what I mean?
Well, then again, I do feel like there might be a little bit too many fat people. No, I think there might be.
You are incredibly obese.
I think there are a lot of like fat people trying to do like improv and stand up. Because oftentimes I see there's like the fat character, like the Chris Farley type, where you just compare them to Chris Farley.
In a van down by the river.
Maybe get fatter, right? If there's two people that are equally fat, obviously they're going to go with the fatter one.
Unless you're a leading man, I think it's good to have a type. I think, you know, that you can book a lot of commercials and stuff that way, right?
My advice is to gain more weight.
So here's the, from an industry standpoint, that might be great advice. Now, health, I don't know.
Yeah, health-wise, you're...
We're not trying to fizzle out. We're going to go out in a big old Chris Farley.
Because I feel like Austin and I, reasonably good looking, leading man, and we've got the humor to make up for it when it comes to like getting that edge to get like a leading man role sometimes. But overall, we're not. If we were big fat guys, we might book a lot more. That's what I'm saying. Johnny, you can play.
It depends, man. I don't know.
We'd just be going out for different roles.
It would be different casting.
You could book a leading man, dude.
I like the character stuff a little bit more, but you know.
You dog. No.
Hey, I like a character that has dimension.
So just let's sum it up. Just answer the question. Is there room for more than one fat guy in Hollywood?
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'd say yes. Okay. Now our final question. This guy provided a lot of detail.
Wow. That's a really long question.
Yeah. I don't know. That's why I picked it, because a lot of them were like short. Okay. So this guy goes, don't read the head.
He's got like a lot of time in his hands.
Okay. And we appreciate that.
And these are all men asking these questions?
I think so.
All right. Well, go ahead.
I mean, the spicy might have been a lady. I don't know.
Well, I thought you said, I asked if it was a guy.
I think it is a guy.
Well, hey, this is what
that changes everything if it's a girl on set being called spicy.
I'm pretty sure. Just saying. Okay, they're all guys asking questions.
If you hit us up, we will always keep your anonymity, or just don't tell us.
Yeah. Okay. Easier. So this next question. Hey guys, my name is Mike. Oh, should I say their name? Hey guys.
What's the last name?
It's right here. All right. Good joke.
A lot of people have that last
name. Hey guys, my name is Mike. My name is Mike. My girlfriend and I are both in the business. Mm. We have an apartment together.
Nice.
We both have survival jobs.
Congratulations.
You relate?
So they work at Starbucks and Macy's, their survival jobs. And we both support and encourage each other each as we audition and book parts.
Sounds like a healthy relationship.
We are in this together, just like we always planned since college. Here's my problem.
This guy's about to get dumped.
Well, here's my problem. My girlfriend just booked
Promoted to Starbucks.
Go ahead. Hey guys, my name is Mike. My girlfriend and I are both in the business. We have an apartment together. We both have survival jobs, Starbucks, Macy's, and we both support and encourage each other as we each audition and book parts. We are in this together, just like we always planned since college. Here is my problem. My girlfriend just booked a feature film that shoots in Arizona. She plays the lead female. As part of her role, she will have to be romantic with the leading man. This is a major problem for me, as now all she does is talk about how excited she is for the role. I sometimes help her run lines where I read the part of the leading man, and you know, all that makes me think of is her being romantic with this guy for 2 weeks in Arizona. Obviously, I shouldn't discourage her from filming the movie. That's a question. Obviously, I shouldn't discourage her from filming the movie. I was thinking of requesting off and planning a vacation to the Mojave Desert the same 2 weeks, you know, close but not too close. This is becoming a major problem for us. What should I do?
Oh, man. Mike. Oh, man, that is that's funny.
Well, let me throw it back to Aaron. You dated a girl in the industry who was very successful, and how did you handle when she had two?
I loved it. Always supported her. I did.
You loved it when she made out with other dudes on camera?
And she told you they were better than you?
I didn't feel one way about it or another, but I supported her. I mean, I know we're just playing pretend.
Huh.
I like how he says, he finishes, this is becoming a major problem for us. Sounds like just you.
Yeah, I mean, she sounds pretty excited. I don't know about you. She's like, hey, can you rehearse the scene where I make out with the guy, we have sex?
Hey, but could you sound more attractive when you read his lines?
Yeah.
So after they wrap up, Johnny, where's a good chill spot for this girl and her person to go in Arizona?
Well, apparently
Johnny's from Arizona.
Apparently he's stalking her by going close to where she's at. So
well, that's not a good idea.
That's a question. Not a good idea. Yeah, okay, so don't do that.
Don't do that, man. That's let them handle whatever they got to do. I mean, look, I don't know where they're shooting in Arizona, but
if it's Chandler,
make sure you go to Chandler Film Festival.
Yeah.
They are sponsoring this podcast.
Hey, it is a great festival.
Okay. So we've all kind of dated somebody in the industry.
Austin hasn't.
Right. Oh,
you Austin haven't? Hasn't dated anybody.
Okay. Well, you said you were gay, so it's okay.
No. There's nothing
wrong with that. Yeah.
Asexual.
That's not the same thing.
I don't have sexual feelings for anything.
I know a guy who's asexual.
Cool.
Perfectly normal dude.
You and frogs.
Nah. Hey, I've dated women.
Sure you have.
I have.
Anyway, my suggestion with this is...
Either encourage her or, you know, find a way to get out of there gracefully because it's never good. This is your future, buddy.
Yeah. I mean, you have to encourage her because, like, you got to think about it. What if the role was reversed? Like, what if this guy got casted in a thing where he had to make out with a girl or do whatever it is with another lead? Is he going to be like, not doing it, not going to happen because I want to make you happy? Like... You're both working in the industry, so I think you should both understand that this comes with the territory.
You have to understand.
Right?
This reminds me of John Madison and Jacindy.
Why do you got to name drop
names? Why?
Who cares? I'm not saying any lies.
You should have just said John and...
Yeah.
You should gave the full
you
name.
You should have said John and Cindy, man.
But if I'm not saying a lie, we're going to name our friends.
I mean, I think everybody wants, you know, you book a part. You know, it's just got to talk about it. Obviously, you know, just going to be like, hey, what are the expectations here? You know, I'm sure.
Definitely don't bottle it up.
You got to be open and honest about it. Like, I think the first thing you do is if you have a good relationship.
Well, if you're having those feelings, that's fine. It's normal. But
sure.
Don't, like, hold it against her.
Right. You can't get mad at her, like, you know, when she's doing the scene and you'd be like, I can't believe you did that. And it's like, well, no, you knew about it.
This is my advice. It might not be the best advice, but I think you should ask her, hey, would you read these lines with me? And you're reading these lines with her and you say, hey, I want to dump you. I don't agree with what you're doing to me. And then you say, no, in the scene.
All right, Johnny, just generally speaking, have you ever had an issue like this?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I thought you have two, I know, but...
Aaron's had two issues.
How is it two?
No, you have also.
Yeah, you've also had issues.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I've definitely had issues with this. The biggest thing
it's not an issue. It's just a part of the industry.
Right, it's a part of the job, right? So I think the biggest thing to remember is to have open communication. So, like, both of you are aware of, like, this is what's going on, this is what's going to happen. And then just realize that, like, if you guys have good faith in each other and you guys trust each other, like, you know, this is just part of the job. That's it.
But then again, because I'm sure what this guy is worried about, like, for instance, when we were in Connecticut shooting that thing, I remember like people on set were talking about the movie that they filmed.
What was that movie called, by the way?
Splitting Image.
Married to a Murderer.
Name drop.
Lifetime changed the name to Married to a Murderer.
But some of the people on set were like, yeah, and the last thing we shot, you know, the lead actor did end up like cheating on his girlfriend. And then his like wife came the next day. I can't remember exactly.
Wait, that shark movie?
Yikes.
I don't know if it was that. But like the point is, it's kind of like a vacation when you're on location. You know, they pay for your hotel. You know, you're working 10
hours. It doesn't count. Any cheating. Exactly.
Yeah, well, different area codes, different
zip codes.
So there's a little, I mean, yes, if you guys are living together, you shouldn't be worried, but all of a sudden she's going to be away, living her dream, you know, having to act like she's attracted to this guy.
Hey, buddy, book more things.
Okay.
I'm sorry that she's successful. You have opportunities as well.
No, I mean, I think they'll be fine. You know, dude, just support her, man. Support her. She's going to do well. If she's successful, you'll be successful.
So that's, I mean, we answered the questions. I mean, Mike needs to man up and just like either, you need to get over it.
He sounds like a good guy.
Yeah, he's a great guy. Yeah. But the thing he said about going to the Mojave Desert, close but not too close.
Yikes.
And this is becoming a problem for us.
That's I think he should ask to be an unpaid extra on our film.
Yeah.
Doesn't.
All right, we made the jokes. We helped Mike. Let's
wrap it up. You guys got anything going on this week? Anything exciting happening?
Aaron and I are waiting to hear about a certain callback. We had to sign an NDA.
Was that the one for the live event?
No. That was...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
March Madness?
No.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay.
That's not the one we're waiting on.
Yes, it is. The thing that we taped right there. That's March.
No. Johnny's talking about the
March
story.
March Madness. We'd be right at those.
Oh,
March,
yeah, because there's two March Madness.
Exactly. We're awaiting multiple March Madness gigs.
They are college basketball players.
Exactly. Okay. So, just waiting by the phone.
Are we going to try and get a guest for the next one?
Or yeah, what's
we're
the
probably going to do a few by ourselves and then get a guest.
I think we
I like these questions, though. These questions like generated something.
These are some great, good questions, actually.
So, if you
fantastic
have a question.
Questions.
Yes, exactly. Now that you have a question, and are you truly looking for an answer, please provide us with plenty of detail. Provide those links again.
Yes, everything you can find us on all places at Surviving Hollywood Podcast, except for Twitter. They have a certain amount of characters you're allowed to have, so it's Surviving Holly W.
We'll change that.
Well, eventually we'll give you an email, but until then.
Yeah, we'll email survivinghollywoodpodcast@gmail.
Oh, yeah,
we got that?
Yeah, we have everything.
Oh my God.
Everything is Surviving Hollywood Podcast.
Send them to the website too.
Well, we do have that, but it's not built out.
Oh my God. Come on.
Or wait, maybe we don't. I never bought that yet.
Get it together, man.
Oh, you didn't buy it yet?
Or.
What are we doing? We're changing the name now?
No, we can get it.
Okay.
Or maybe I didn't buy it, but I should do that today.
Yeah, probably.
Anyway.
So where can they find this? On YouTube is going to be the only place, right?
Surviving Hollywood Podcast.
All right. Can we
download Instagram?
Can we put it? Yeah, but to listen to the episode. But can we put it on iTunes today, or is there certain like things we have to qualify for?
Probably an off-air discussion.
Yeah, I agree.
This is
anyway. Let's wrap it up. Anything else going on this week, guys?
Just on the grind.
Back to the usual. Oh, easy there, buddy. All right. Anyway,
I said what I was doing.
So
waiting by the phone. Easy there, buddy.
So that concludes the first episode of Surviving Hollywood. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. Once again, I'm Johnny.
I'm Aaron.
I'm Austin.
We'll see you guys next time.